springtime means travel at Jesse Brown's. This is Bill Barty saying that if you have an adventure trip, vacation, or travel destination on your list with sun protection concerns, comfortable footwear needs, or you just need advice, then stop by Jesse Brown's Outdoors, because if you're going somewhere, then start with us at Jesse Brown's. This is the Carolina Outdoors with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. Hi, I'm Bill Barty, and sitting alongside me is Mr. Christopher Line. Christopher, of course, the founder, director of Charlotte Signs Project and the author of Charlotte Signs of the Times. And also, you're an alum of Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's.
It's always a great event. If you who are listening have not attended, great way to meet the community, whether you're meeting storytellers or meeting those who came out to hear your story.
That's right. Well, it's coming up May 16th. If you're listening to us via the airwaves of WBT Radio early on a Saturday morning, we invite you Thursday, May 16th, to come hear a neighbor's adventure. We have three 20-minute stories lined up, and it is a true treat. And we're going to bring on one of the Thursday night storytellers onto the program. But before we do, I'd like to talk about these the outdoors, that is, as a metaphor for life. They're hills, they're valleys, they're clear sailing, and they're storms. And it's how we take these different times in our lives on that help define us. It's also the relationships with people that walk with us in life that help define us, and how much we appreciate those people. Do those people know their impact on us? And there's always time to share this information with them. Or is there? That's where our next storyteller comes into play. We're going to invite him onto the Carolina Outdoors right now. Hyung Yi has been through some of those life storms, and through that, going through them with family and a growing community, he's helped garner and share a message that we're going to learn about through his story, 100 Love Notes. Hyung, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you for having me. It is a pleasure.
Well, listen, you are a man about town in several different ways. You've been active in the community. You've worked as an assistant manager for the city of Charlotte. You're on several boards, the father of two, an author of 100 Love Notes, a featured storyteller at Jesse Brown's. Tell us how your family began and how you first got to Charlotte.
Well, it is an interesting story for me, and I hope it's interesting to hear for everyone else. So thank you for letting me share at least a part of it today. So I will tell you, when I first met my wife, and even before I met her, a friend of mine, a mutual friend, introduced me to her and said, "Hung, you're going to love this woman. She loves going to outdoor spaces." So I wanted to try it in, at least with what you guys are doing. And so even when we were met, and it was a bike ride, along the C&O Canal and along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. And then when we, dated, we were all over the Virginias and the Carolinas looking for parks and nature trails and the mountains. And then what happened in 2004 is I actually found a job opportunity here in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County Budget Director. I didn't know where the county was at the time, but fortunately it worked out. It was the largest county in North Carolina. And when we moved here, we did the same thing. She wanted to explore. So we went all over North Carolina, South Carolina, and the Southeast, exploring mountains, parks, nature trails, history, because that's the thing that she liked to do. And so what brought us to Charlotte was the job. What kept us here was the community, because I'll be honest, when we first got here, our thinking was 2 or 3 years, and then we move on to the next great opportunity. But what ended up happening is we put down roots and we actually made the decision to stay. And I know that because we changed our mortgage from a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate. And that was the moment that I knew that we had both decided to stay in Charlotte.
That is commitment. And that also is a great note to your job as a budget director as well. So hats off that. So you settled down, you're committed to the community, committed to Charlotte. And in your words, that's when the building of the best life ever begins, because then you have children.
Yeah, children. So the truth is, if not for the move to Charlotte, we would not have had children. Charlotte made that possible. The quality of life here gave us the time to actually think about having a family. And so we had Anna, and she was a great baby, and she was so good that we actually thought we could do it again. And then we had Alex a few years later. I will say, with all honesty to Alex, that if we had had him first, we probably would have stopped at one. But we had Anna first, and she was such a terrific baby that we thought we could handle two. And so we have Anna and Alex. And, you know, we spent, you know, from 2004 to 2014 building a life here.
Now, the way I began the segment is outdoors is a metaphor for life, and there's plenty of adventures that go with that and the hills and valleys. But you, your wife, Catherine, and the children had adventures along the way, and many of them took place in Charlotte, in Mecklenburg, in the Carolinas. But you all had some big trips as well. Tell us about traveling as a family, especially to the Grand Canyon, because that is a huge one. That's a 4,500-mile round-trip trip.
That is an epic journey. I will grant you that. But because of my work, you know, I had the opportunity to do some teaching for elected officials on how budgets are done for local governments. And so they actually asked me to come out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they were having their annual conference, to teach them about budgets. And so I asked my wife one day, hey, I have this opportunity. I can fly out there, teach, and come back. And before I could even give her the second option, she said, hon, take 3 weeks off. We're going to drive. And so we actually drove from Charlotte to Albuquerque, New Mexico for this teaching opportunity. And then she turned it into the most epic family vacation. We put our two little kids, you know, they were 7 and 4, in the back of the car. She actually bought a new car so that we could do this trip. And we piled them in the car. We drove from here to Memphis, to Oklahoma, to Albuquerque, and then to New Mexico, to the Grand Canyon, and then up through Utah and through Denver and then through St. Louis and back. And what we oftentimes, when we do things, we don't understand the significance of it until much later. And I will say, you know, we stopped at 19 national parks on this 3-week trip, put, you know, over 5,500 miles on the car, saw some things that were just breathtakingly amazing. It's just amazing. The Grand Canyon is one of those things. The arches in Moab, Utah is another. You know, just being at 14,000 feet elevation in the Rocky Mountains is another. Just crossing over from one side to the other. You know, crossing the Mississippi River. You know, these are memories that my kids will cherish, that I will cherish. You know, walking through Sandia Mountains and my 4-year-old son calling every rock that he sees a volcano. Which I have video footage of, because it's just hysterical. Everything's a volcano. It's just priceless moments that we will treasure. And all of these opportunities for travel, for learning about the mountains, the country, the geography of this country, was all the result of Catherine planning this epic, epic trip, once in a lifetime. It was fantastic, and we didn't know the significance of it at the time. But it was the greatest family vacation that we ever took.
Well, and no matter how the bond of a husband and wife comes into play through courtship, through marriage, through adventures, that way, when you add two children to the adventure as well, and then you take off on a, as you said, an epic trip, the profoundness of making those memories becomes more and more important when the valleys of life come about, and those storms of life, like Catherine's illness, it makes that time more and more precious. And if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, we have Hyun Yi, who is one of our storytellers at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's. It's Thursday, upcoming May 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. Come hear a neighbor's adventure, including this one, 100 Love Notes. And with that, Catherine became ill, and your adventures in life continued as a family, and you continued adventuring and traveling and doing things together. But along with that illness came a book and that story of 100 Love Notes. Will you talk to us about that and Catherine's influence in your life, your family's life, our community's life, and the 100 Love Notes?
Yeah, sure. So we didn't know it at the time, but when we got to 14,000 plus feet in the Rockies, she had trouble breathing, and that was the first sign of it. We just thought it was the altitude, but over time, as summer became fall became winter, we learned it was stage 4 cancer. And you fight it as best as you can, but the survival rate is not high for stage 4 ovarian cancer. And so after, she decided when she learned that this was a fight that she probably wasn't going to win, that however much time she had, she was going to make it as good as she possibly can. If not just for her, but certainly for her kids. And so we made it the best year ever. That's what we declared it, the best year ever, for however long it was going to be. And she chose to live. And so we went on all these trips, all these things she wanted to be the first to do with the kids. So we went overseas because she wanted to take them overseas. She wanted to be the first to take them to New York, to space camp even. And so whatever we could do, we did. She even, got us all hang gliding lessons in the Outer Banks because that's something she wanted to do. But eventually, she passed away. And then the challenge for me, beyond simply learning how to be a single parent, and putting a life together without the woman that I thought was going to be my life partner, was as the 1-year anniversary of her death came up, how do I cope? And what I ended up doing was taking the 15 years of our time together, and I wrote out 100 love notes, from dearest to beloved and from beloved to dearest. And it's almost like a call and response kind of thing. And so on the 1-year anniversary of her death, which was a Friday in 2015, November 21st, 2015, I took these 100 love notes that I'd spent months writing out, took my two kids, and we walked uptown Charlotte from Trade and Tryon out to St. Peter's Catholic Church near the Duke Energy Tower, which is where she's her remains are. And I handed these love notes out to strangers because I know what it feels like to have love and lose it. And through no fault of my own, just lose it. And I know how painful that is. And I know how oftentimes we take it for granted, but it will always be there.
And I
wanted to take the opportunity to share with at least 100 people, not to take it for granted. Honor the love in your life, because it may not always be there. And so I took my kids, and they handed out love notes as well. And that's what we ended up doing to honor her 1-year anniversary of her death.
And it has gone well beyond 100 people. In fact, it has gone to thousands and thousands of people, not just in our community, but around the world. And Hyung Lee, you're going to be at Jesse Brown's at Storytellers Night Thursday, May 16th. And we're going to hear the story, 100 Love Notes, straight from you. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for sharing here with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.